Good morning, church. On this frosty November morning, I'm going to start right in with some announcements. Right after our service, our junior church will be having lunch together and then going shopping for turkey dinners. And Miss Bonnie really needs help with this. Of course, don't go, woohoo, let's go have lunch without our kids. She can't do that. And I wanted to let you know that those weeks that they were going around collecting all of your change, they raised $200, $261.16. So that's awesome. Yes. Okay. I have a thank you note here from Pastor Sparks that I'd like to read to you. Thank you, dear friends, for your many expressions of kindness. I've come to love and respect each of you. Thank you for the privilege of serving the kingdom with you, Jim. And I have another thank you here from Drew and Christine Van Team. Dear FWC, we wanted to write to say thank you very much for your warm welcome to us this past summer. And a massive thank you for your generous love offering to us. We are grateful to you and for you. In Christ, Drew and Christine. And announcement over here. And I assume the earlier you sign up, the better, the more helpful. Tracy. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Tracy. So what's the name of that book? Okay. That is a tongue twister. So that's going to be starting January 8th, probably after church, running about 9 weeks. So come one, come all, right? Roseanne had an announcement. Are you? Okay, Angel Tree, come see Roseanne. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I wanted to say a special and warm thanks to all of our veterans. We had Veterans Day on Friday. Who in here is a veteran? Would you please stand? Or raise your hand, I guess. Oh, I see you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Brock. You guys are incredible. All right, I am going to turn now towards prayer, and I meant to have a pencil up here. Is it right back? Oh, thank you. Also, if you have not picked one of these up because you just keep forgetting, come get a November prayer calendar. I'll put it right there. Come do it now if you're thinking about it. Okay, any prayer requests?
Is it a new, this new software?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Jamie, a neighbor of mine lost her grandson. Her name is Patty, and she is a Christian. Her 18-year-old grandson, who went to Jackson Northwest School, I think he was a senior, committed suicide last week. I don't know the family well. I just know Patty, the grandmother. But please, let's lift her up.
Let's go to prayer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie. I have one.
Go ahead.
So a couple weeks ago, we had a man here named Jeff. I don't know if you guys remember him or not, but and I hope you guys have been praying for him. But I've kind of been talking to him a little bit. We're going to have lunch tomorrow, or dinner tomorrow. Okay. Actually, I work during lunchtime. We're going to do dinner tomorrow in Adrian, and we're going to talk, and I'm going to see if there's a way that we can help him become more, I guess. If you know anything about his situation, a few of us do. It seems like there's some self-sufficiency issues somewhere in, I don't know where, in his life or I don't know. I'm trying not to sort of be too long-winded here, but I could use some prayer for that. Dinner and pray for Jeff, and I'm gonna offer him the gospel and everything else I got. You know, I don't have a ton of money to give him, and that's not gonna be my focus anyway. So again, pray that God's been softening his heart, and pray that something happens where he's affected. Anyway.
To piggyback on that, I have been talking to Lindsay's brother, Nick, this week, just trying to help him, just be like an advocate and help him call resources and shelters, and so be in prayer for him too, because it's getting really cold, and his current situation is that he doesn't have anywhere. Most of the shelters are full, and the one that he did have, basically by some heated interaction, it wasn't even violent, just some belligerence, he got kicked out of the one place that was helping him. So I've just been thinking about him the last couple days and going, wow, God, thank you for the roof over my head. Thank you for a warm shower. Thank you for food in our refrigerator. And then when we attempt to help one of the least of these, we are helping Jesus, right? So be in prayer for Jeff and for Nick. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your majesty, the way you paint the morning skies every morning. You're so artistic, and you have so much detail for the sky. How much more do you have detailed concern for our lives? Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And that's not just people like Jeff and Nick, but that's each one of us. So, Father, I praise you for your goodness. We are so amazingly, overwhelmingly, abundantly blessed in this country. Not only do we have privilege, but we also have truth here in these walls. And we are called to do something with those two blessings, privilege and truth. I ask, Lord, that you would stir our hearts up to action. I thank you for Evan ministering to Jeff. Father, I ask that you would soften Jeff's heart, and that appointment made by your Holy Spirit tomorrow evening would go according to how you have planned it. Father, I ask that you would anoint Evan's mouth to bring the good news to him and have the scriptures just flowing out of his mouth, ministering to Jeff in spirit and in truth. And you promise that your word does not go out. You don't send it out and allow it to return to you void. So we thank you for that ministry that's going to happen tomorrow. I want to lift up to you Nick Jackson and his homeless situation right now, Father. In Isaiah 22, it says that we can open doors that no one can shut, and we can shut doors that no one can open. So I just declare a way for Nick to find shelter this cold winter season, that someone will open the doors to him, and he will find refuge, and he will find the love of Jesus, because you are taking care of his physical needs, and his heart will turn to you. Father, I also lift up to you everyone who's struggling with sickness. RSV is just flying around here, and it's settling deep in our lungs. I lift up Jan to you. I pray that Bob wouldn't get it. I just ask for your healing touch, gentle Savior. And anyone else here struggling in their lungs and their breathing passageways, this would just be lifted off of us. I pray for Carl, Roseanne's classmate, who has just suffered a stroke. Father, come around that family and just reign over them in peace and comfort and wisdom for the doctors. Father, I just thank you that you see them and you love them and you're caring for their every need. I ask that you would be with Roseanne as she is learning this new accounting software. I thank you for her faithfulness. I think it's something like 27 years. I praise you for her willingness and for her skills and for her dedication. And I just ask that this new software would come easily, that there wouldn't be any glitches or hang-ups or frustrations. And I thank you for the new software. Every good and perfect gift is from your hand. Father, I lift up Martha's neighbor, Patty, to you, who has just lost a very young 18-year-old grandson. Father, we hear tragedy all around us all the time, and unfortunately, instead of a response being care and outreach, it tends towards callousness, because it's just one more sad report. I just ask that you would come around her and her children who have suffered this intense and sudden loss, and they are beating themselves up because they did not see it. Father, I know about sudden. Would you just wrap this family in your love and your comfort and carry them in this dark time? And you don't waste anything, and you turn ashes into beauty. So I just ask that this would be the beginning of a dawning and an awakening in that family to come to cry out to you and come to know you and your goodness. We give this time to you, Lord. We open up our hearts to you, Holy Spirit. We want you to move us and to change us. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you like to stand with us? Sorry, the children are dismissed. Go back with Miss Bonnie. We'll pray for you. That's a lot of kids.
Shadow, your love surrounds me.
nothing to fear now, for I am safe with you. So in a fight, I'll fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I'll lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. When all I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is a cross, God, you see an empty tomb. So in a fight, I'll fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Shine in the shadows, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. So in a fight, I'll fight on my knees, with my hands lifted high. Oh God, the battle belongs to you, and every fear I lay at your feet. I'll sing through the night. Oh God, the battle belongs to you. To you.
Savior, am happy and blessed. watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, oh, this is my song, praising my Savior. All the day long, this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. My King is coming soon, He will roll the clouds away. Light of heaven bursting through, oh, what a glorious day. My King is coming soon, He will roll the clouds away. Light of heaven bursting through, oh, what a glorious day. This is my story, song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you. Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. We're being honest, so many of us are walking through a dark night, and maybe they ask us on Sunday, how are you doing? And we just smile and say, I'm good, how are you? There's so many dark nights. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart all the day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Enlighten my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my adversaries will rejoice when I am shaken. But I have trusted in your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 13.
The Lord, his mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Sun thrown into the sea with the bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam, but Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. What riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood neither dead, we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. sins they are many, His mercy is more.
Father, we praise You that You love mercy more than judgment. We praise You that the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, and a good shepherd would be running towards the edge of a cliff if a sheep was going that direction. Father, help us to see ourselves in that position. We're not better than the next person. And You saw fit to rescue us. We love You so much. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a song for you. We did this a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, so we're going to do it again. If you want to join us in singing it, I also want to remind you that the altars are open.
Thank you.
57 chances and 343 chances. You love us so much. Help us let your love shine in our hearts. Help us to open our mouths and cry out to you. We love you so much. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Have a beautiful week, church.